Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. So I have a service appointment, an install appointment for August 1st or 2nd or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to clarify just one thing. So the person who comes to install the service, are they able to snake Ethernet cable from like a lower floor to a higher floor in the house?
So you're looking to ask a couple questions about installations. So can I get your name real quick, sir? I can very much help you with that.
Yeah. My name is Evan, E-V-A-N. Last name is Wiener, W-E-I-N-E-R.
Thank you very much for that, Evan. Just so I can, verify a couple of things. Can you tell me what your service address is?
34 Star Drive, Rhinebeck, New York. Once again, I don't have service installed yet.
I understand. Most of our Rhinebeck customers aren't going to be, don't have installation appointments until after the 31st, because that's when service is available. A couple more bits of information. Can you verify what the email address is on the account?
Evan.Sapp@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. And you said your installation appointment is
August 2nd.
August 2nd. Thank you very much for that. I'm seeing that right now. So, as part of the installation process, the normal procedure of what they do is they typically get the fiber cabling that we have that's part of the drop that comes to your house, hooked up to a connector box, which essentially translates the optical signal into a digital signal for our ONT gateway.
Yep.
From there, if you're looking to have, like you're saying, you wanted a cable ran like up the
you provide the modem, right?
Yes.
And I guess what I'm trying to say to you is that I'm probably going to get a mesh Wi-Fi, two mesh Wi-Fi. What's it called?
Access points.
I don't, access points. And one is going to be in the room directly above where that translation box or whatever you refer to it as is going to be installed. And then the other one, you know, it's ground floor. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that, like, I might get an all-weather insulated junction box to put the modem in.
Okay.
And then just run Ethernet cable upstairs and then Ethernet cable just to the right on that ground floor, you know, through some walls. Now, I'm trying to figure out if this is an electrician thing or if this is part of the install thing. And then, I mean, my second, simpler question is just, like, what is the size, like the physical size of the modem? Because I'm going to get a junction box for that to put in my garage. Does that make sense?
No worries for that. So when it comes to anything that involves like running cables through the home and everything, our technicians are not qualified to do that. We're not electricians. So usually running any kind of wiring through the side paneling of your house will require a confirmation from an electrician, just so that you're not hitting any, you know, wires, any pipes, just making sure you're not interfering with the structural integrity of the home.
Yep, makes sense.
As for the size of what our ONT gateway is, I can tell you here in just a moment.
If you have the specs, could you actually put my email on? Just email me.
Sure. Just give me one second. I could very much help you with figuring that out. All right, give me a sec.
Yeah, I mean, actually, that'd be the most helpful, because then I can just talk to an electrician about it. And it's not a complicated job for him.
Yeah, no worries there. I will get that information for you really, really quick. Because right now we're all using the same kind of modems for everybody. We've been experimenting with newer ones that can handle our faster speeds, but that's still in the experimental phase. So everybody's still using the exact same device, essentially.
Yeah, and I imagine that even the faster one won't be significantly larger than
As far as I'm aware, no, it is not. So we use the Adtran 841T6. Give me a sec. I will pull up.
Yeah, as I said, I'm not writing it down right now. So if you could just email me just the spec sheet or email me the name, that'd be amazing.
I'm working on that right now for you.
Okay. And also, if there is another one that's going to be faster speeds that you're looking at, if you could email me that name as well, then I'll just make sure that the junction box is big enough for both of them.
Right now, we don't actually have access to that. We were just notified by our tech crews that is something we're working on.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So they're saying it's in developmental phases right now. No problem. So just to be clear, you're giving me permission to email you a copy of this information to you. All right.
Yep.
So let me grab that email address real quick, and I will be emailing that over to you.
Good.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Evan?
No, that's it. That's it. Thank you.
All right.
So I'll look out for that email. Thanks.
All right. If there's nothing else, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. We look forward to getting your service installed here in about a month or so.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.